The latest from podnews.net.
What Next is now going to be waiting for you in the morning, 5 a.m. each day.
That's What Next, Slate's daily news podcast, which launched today at a new time of 5 a.m. It had a short pilot period at the end of last year and undertook surveys of their audience to tweak the show. It's hosted by Mary Harris, formerly of WNYC. Google Podcasts now supports formatting and links in podcast show notes. If you're listening to this on Google Podcasts, look. Ooh, we've also spotted that Google Podcasts is now fully supported in Android Auto. In the works, finally, are automatic podcast downloads and a way of seeing which version of the player you're running. In a letter to investors, Apple had to revise their earning guidance downward. M.G. Siegler points out the theme in the letter. China, yes, but also fewer people are updating their iPhones. Perhaps they're too expensive, and Apple's future income lies in services rather than hardware. We would note that the total direct podcasting income for Apple since launch in 2005 has been exactly $0. CES is on in Las Vegas in Nevada in the US. Expect plenty of noise from Google about the Google Assistant. Meanwhile, Amazon has not so quietly revealed that they've sold 100 million Alexa devices. Google Assistant, however, is installed in many more. Pocket Casts have said that they plan to allow users of Wear OS smartwatches, formerly known as Android Wear, to save podcasts on their watch and therefore enable jogging with podcasts and no phone. Entail, a podcast app with visuals, is featuring a new makeup podcast. Life and Lipstick includes product images and links to purchase. If you're wondering what the music is in this bit of podcast, well, the Benevolent Badger loves you and would like to offer you music for your podcast free of charge, says the website. He might even compose some especially for you, so praised be the badger. Easily our favourite omnivorous nocturnal mammal of the weasel family. You'll find more of that at benevolentbadger.com. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.